Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
Madonna, Holiday, Style of White Radio. You two all right?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
Oh, that's what we like to hear.
Are you all right?
I am. I've got a bit of a... Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'll battle through, you know me.
Yeah.
So, had a slightly awkward incident that I felt that I needed to share and apologise for.
Go on.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not a huge complainer, as you know.
No.
Not one to go overboard, but I got a punnet of blueberries.
A what of blueberries?
Punnet.
Punnet.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Punnet. What do you call it then?
A packet.
Packet.
Yeah, a packet of blueberries.
It's a punnet.
It's a punnet of blueberries. Yeah. So I got a punnet of blueberries. Okay, I won't say which supermarket it came from, but it was delivered and it'd been on the side. So I thought, I'll have some of those with some cereal. That'd be lovely.
That's a nice brekkie.
Yeah, so I opened up the packet and there was just like a big mound of mould in the middle.
Oh, you're joking.
Like a big hairy mound of mould.
That's always an orange at the back of the fridge, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Or a tomato.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I was really, you know when you're really looking forward to something?
Yeah.
So it made me a little bit cross. So I thought, I'm going to do something about this. So instantly.
Straight on.
Photograph of the mould mound and the packet itself. And so sent it off going, I don't expect this kind of quality. You know, I expect it to be better.
What was this on? Twitter or something? Or
it was on everything. Ah. For a supermarket such as yourself.
Yeah.
You know, to the Queen. So, I was livid. So a wife comes back a little bit later on and I go, do you know what? I was going to have blueberries with my cereal. And it doesn't sound like a big deal. But
it is at the time when you're in bed and you're thinking, what can I have for breakfast?
Yeah,
thinking,
you know when you've got it in your mind? I'd taken the dog out for a walk and I was thinking, oh, I know.
I fancy
that. That's the thing, you've paid for it as well. You know, you're ready for it.
Yeah, exactly. So I told her the story and I said, you know, and I opened it up and it was like, oh, it's just, look at that, it's disgusting. And she went, where did you get them from? I went, they were on top of the fruit bowl. She went, right, did you check the date? I went, what do you mean, did I check the date? I took photographs of it all. She said, might just be worth checking. I think they've been there for about 10 days.
Oh, no.
And they came with the previous weeks. The fresh ones are in the fridge. I keep meaning. So then all of a sudden.
Did you get that massive thing of heat?
Yes.
You know, the hot sweat?
Yes.
That's what
it's
I get.
Right on his phone.
Yes. Where,
delete.
Where I felt that everything had just drained from me and I wished that the world had opened up and swallowed me. So I would like to apologise to the Queen's grocer for sending in a complaint for something that really was my fault. And I feel better now. I feel as if I put my hands up. But
yeah,
this
I
must,
think you've got to.
This must happen because it was done purely out of...
And this is the thing, isn't it? Before we even kind of look at things rationally now, that's it. Straight on Facebook, straight on Twitter.
Well, don't get in the way of a blueberry and me in the morning, I tell you.
Goodness me, definitely not.
So has this happened to anyone else or is this just me?
No, I can't think of anything right
now.
Oh, the
brilliant. That makes me feel better.
I've done it a few times. I had a moan last night, actually, on Twitter, as you do. But there we go. My Sky broadband wasn't playing ball.
Oh, really?
So I let my feelings known.
And then you realise it wasn't plugged in?
that's a big one, isn't it?
That kind of thing.
Unfortunately, it was, but there we go.
Okay, well, anyway, so...
At least you held your hands up.
Well, I have held my hands up, and...
See, that takes a big person to do that, I feel.
You calling me fat?
No, just talk. Time when the night is young, daylight
shines on an undisclosed occasion. Style of White Radio, 12 minutes past 7.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
I've opened a can of worms. Jamie is now checking to see what speed he should get his broadband. You should go, you know, they sponsor the show, so there is a monetary reason for me to mention it. You know, I want to make it completely transparent. Should have gone with White Fibre.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Do you know what I mean? I think I might have to have a word with them, see if they can, you know, do me a deal, etc.
Why would they want to do you a deal?
Oh, it's just a good service.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I know.
Goodness sake. Anyway.
Typical Jamie, that, isn't it?
So have you heard of the vampire shopper?
No.
Apparently, it's given a 20% sales boost to Argos.
Wow.
The vampire shopper is a shopper that goes and shops between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. while sat in bed.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, all online.
I'm trying my hardest to think of things from Argos that I'd want to purchase at that time of the morning. You know, do you ever wake up and think, oh, do you know what? I need a new lawnmower. I'm definitely going to see. No, actually, forget that. I need a brand new table. That's what I need. I will purchase it now.
Well, I did have a bit of a habit a few years ago of, after a few nights out, shall we say, of getting home and then going on the internet.
Oh, that's the worst.
Buying things.
I've told you my story. We bought a sofa and woke up the next day and thought, did we buy a sofa?
Oh, mine were just small things, but that...
We didn't even measure it.
My friend did that, actually, when ordering her company car. She ordered the complete wrong colour, everything, and then it arrived on the loader. And she was like, I definitely didn't do that. Look back, and she remembered she'd been out that night.
I don't remember ordering fawn as the colour of the car.
Yes.
Anyway, Isle of Wight Radio, very latest travel news if you're out on the roads. Could be a slippery one this morning, so do take it easy. Make sure you clear your windscreen. I'd scrape like thick ice, like big chunks off.
Yeah, it was like water droplets of ice, wasn't it?
It was almost as if, yes, you're right, it was almost as if it had rained. There had been rain and then it had frozen.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. Just saying.
All right. State the obvious.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
At Isle of Wight Radio and Ruin My Life. It's Topping in the Morning from Isle of Wight Radio for a Wednesday morning, nearly halfway through the week. And, oh yeah, love is in the air. The pianist is back. Jamie, you're doing well.
Thanks, been practising.
Yeah, that's very, very good.
That's good.
Can't talk too much, so I'm concentrating.
I can see that, yeah. Don't look up. So, Valentine's Day, not far around the corner. We know money can be tight. How do you fancy getting the perfect gift for the person in your life that you love? Well, luckily for us, Isle of Wight Radio's teamed up with TM Taylor & Sons to give you the chance to win big with Unlock the Love. We've stuffed a safe full of jewellery, watches and diamonds worth £500, but we've lost the combination. Oh, silly us. All you need to do is work out what that combination is. The winning starts Monday. You can go online now, though, and get yourself registered. You could be winning yourself. Don't want to get in the way of Jamie's big moment. Here we go. Beautiful. You could be winning. All you need to do is go online to register. iwradio.co.uk. Big, big ending here, Jamie. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're like the island's Elton John. No.
Yes, very similar.
Same glasses.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Coldplay, Adventures of a Lifetime. Nearly 20 till 8, Isle of Wight Radio. It is Wednesday morning, the 30th of January. 30th of January. Where did January go?
Flew by.
Didn't it? Anyway, it is time to play Headline or Hearsay. As we were saying to our friends on Facebook, it is so far one all. One all. Jamie, you feeling confident?
As always, pretty average.
That's you through and through, really,
it's
isn't
one
it?
All. Do you know what? It's nice that on a Wednesday... You know, still in it here.
Okay, right, here we go then.
A G German triathlete has been banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant after he reportedly wolfed down nearly 100 dishes. Yaroslav Bobrowski, an Ironman competitor, went to the sushi and paid 15 euros for as much as the Japanese food as he could eat. The former bodybuilder sat down at his table, started eating, and allegedly managed to put away almost 100 servings, the equivalent of 5 people, prompting the ban. Is that headline? Or is it hearsay?
Wow.
Wow.
Thing is, do you like sushi?
I used to like sushi. Then I had a bad episode with sushi, and it actually makes me feel a little bit queasy just talking about it.
I love sushi.
Brilliant. So you carry on talking about it.
I tried it on holiday.
Yeah, no, I love sushi.
I used to love sushi.
I do think it's misleading, though, because you see them little pots that you get in like the supermarket, and there's like 5 little things, little rolls, and actually they're quite filling.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Is it a headline or is it hearsay? What do we think?
Let's have a look. Hazel thinks it's a headline. Karen has said, please can we say wake up Daisy in a very loud voice.
Wake up Daisy!
Is that all right?
I think that was spot on. And Corin says headline as well. What do you guys think?
I think headline.
I think it's a headline.
The sushi master over there?
Yeah, I think it's a headline.
I'm quite enjoying
really?
This.
Really?
So you think he was banned from a sushi restaurant?
Yes.
A headline, you say?
Yes.
It is a headline. Yay. Well done. MasterChef host Greg Wallace wants to join EastEnders as the third Mitchell brother. The TV presenter bears an uncanny resemblance to the hard men Phil and Grant, and could provide possible exciting new storyline. He'd admitted he would love to star in the soap, but pointed out he's from South East London and not necessarily a proper Cockney. He added that he could have a role on the fruit and veg stall, maybe. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Wow.
So Greg Wallace from MasterChef,
yep,
going across to EastEnders.
Yes, you heard right.
I don't think
we have had some interesting characters on EastEnders, haven't we? That girl from—is it Steps?
I don't know. I haven't watched it for years.
No, I haven't watched it for years.
Danny Dyer's on there.
If I accidentally switch it over, basically it's like,
get him on, Pop!
You ain't my mother.
What are you doing?
It's like that. I mean, yeah. 30 minutes of that. Who
Do you know
wants
what?
It?
I find this interesting on EastEnders. Why does no one own a washing machine and they all go to the laundrette?
I have no idea. I mean, and they all want a service wash, which I never knew about until EastEnders.
And they all meet in the Vic at lunchtime. Now, what is lunchtime? Is it between 11:30 and 1:30 to 2? They all just know.
I have absolutely no idea, but the whole area must close down.
Yeah.
Nobody has a job outside of those sort of little wall things.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. So what do we think? Headline or hearsay?
I think that's got to be a hearsay.
Jamie?
Julia Ann says hearsay. Helen says hearsay. Tracy and Peter say hearsay. Corin and Susan say headline. Nicola and Maureen say hearsay. And Olivia's got a quick question for you, Paul. Are any of the roads closed this morning?
I don't believe any of the roads are closed other than the one-way restriction that is happening along Staplers. There is going to be a road closure a little bit later on, I believe, and that road is Heathfield Road in Freshwater. That's going to be closed between 9:00 and 4:00 today.
Wow.
Excellent. I will let Olivia know. Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, it's not a problem. I can also let you know that the Route 38 has been departing about 5 minutes late this morning. So headline or hearsay?
Hearsay.
It's actually a headline.
Wow.
Ooh. Now it's getting exciting, isn't
what
it
all?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
We've all heard about dogs accidentally munching through dog toys and swallowing them. Now, a 21-year-old man has suffered the same fate. James Madsen went to hospital complaining of a bad stomach, and it turned out, following an x-ray, he had a small dog toy wedged inside him. It turns out James from Bradford had accidentally swallowed it while messing around with
his mates
after a few beers. I'll make sure I clarify that. Is it a headline or is it hearsay?
I was getting slightly nervous there. Okay.
Wow, I've gone a bit warm. What do you reckon?
How do you accidentally swallow a dog toy? Are you saying that he didn't know that he'd swallowed a dog toy?
Apparently it's after a few beers. And yeah, then realised the next day when he had bad stomach pains.
And was walking around going, what's that bell squeaking sound? Headline or hearsay, what do we think?
I think that's probably a headline, to be fair.
Sorry, I'm sounding some cough.
Are you all right there?
Yeah, treating that like you hadn't drunk a hot drink for about 30 years.
So what does Facebook say?
Facebook says, Helen says hearsay, as does Ellie. Corin says headline. Karen says headline. Hazel and Susan say hearsay. Yeah, Maureen says hearsay. What do you reckon?
I think headline.
Do you?
I do think headline. What? But what do you think?
Well, I think hearsay.
Okay, I'll go with you.
I can't imagine that you can...
I trust you.
Okay, let's go hearsay. We're going hearsay.
It is hearsay.
Yeah.
Done. We won.
Oh, Jamie was like, oh.
God, go with Hayley.
So near.
Hayley says headline and you go against her.
So near, yet so far. I want it to be a headline because some people can be so silly. But to say hearsay, I'm going with headline. thank you, Julianne. Right, it's 7:45. It's Isle of Wight Radio, latest travel news for the island. See if you can beat my travel news in just a minute. What?
No, my Facebook Live has done a real crazy steal.
It's frozen.
It's frozen on my laptop. It's a really flattering picture of me.
Oh, lovely. It's Pink at Isle of Wight Radio.
Place. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Do the things
that lovers do. Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough, 8:08. Morning. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the way the island likes to wake up. So it is time to head across to the accounts department in Carisbrook. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we were talking a couple of minutes ago and I was asking about the weather, which you said was very, very cold. And then you said you worked in accounts. Go on, you can do your joke.
It all adds up in the end.
There you go.
Brilliant.
And I didn't hear that and I repeated the same joke and then thought, well, he's rude. He's not even laughing at my jokes. Anyway, you had to be there, I guess.
I found it funny.
Adam, welcome along to the show. You played a couple of times before. What kind of times have you got in the past?
Unflattering, probably over a minute and a half.
Right. Okay, well, 40 seconds to beat. So, Hayley's going to ask the questions this morning. Which category is it going to be?
Okay, it's going to be nature today.
Nature, awesome. Okay.
Fast as you can get to 10. Jamie is on the stopwatch this morning. I am doing the counting. Adam, shall we do it?
Yes, please. Yep.
Are you ready? It's the Need for Speed with White Fibre. 3, 2, 1.
This is something on the inside of your foot. Sometimes it can stick out on the inside and hurt quite a lot. It's like it hurts. It sort of sticks out quite a lot. Sometimes older ladies might get this.
Bunion?
Yes, that's it. This is a muscle on your arm. Some people call them guns.
Bicep.
Yes. This is a type of gas that will go in balloons.
Helium.
Yes. This is something that goes in the sky. It can fly around, sometimes take pictures and videos.
A drone.
Yes. This will come before the lightning. So when you have something in lightning.
Thunder.
Yes. Spiders might make these in the corners of
web.
The rooms. Yes. Popeye used to eat this to make him big and strong.
Spinach.
Yes. This is a type of dairy product. Some people have it on toast. It's made of sort of like...
butter.
No, it's not that one. On toast. You might have...
margarine.
No, I'm going to pass on that. This is something, again, on your foot, but it's the little things that stick out at the end. Sometimes you have like a big one.
Toast.
Yes. This is a type of weather that it might be sort of quite misty, but it's not mist. It's the other one.
Bog.
It's thicker. Yes. This is a type of fruit. You have honeydew. You have cantaloupe, one of these.
Melon.
Yes.
There you go. Well, oh. Mr. I take forever to answer the questions. That was pretty, pretty good. That was a tough one to start you off, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't
bunion,
have a clue.
Sorry.
For goodness sake.
Hold on.
It sticks out from your foot.
It does stick out from your foot.
Well, not everybody.
Does everyone have bunions or just the ones that stick out from your foot? true or not?
Trying to fight your corner there, Adam.
I don't know. I definitely don't have them.
No, nor do I.
Well, I'm gonna knock 3 seconds off that because I think it was very badly explained. Oh my goodness.
Actually, I like the way you say, Hayley, what category is it? Not Adam, who are you going to choose today, Paul, Jamie or Hayley?
Well, no, we've changed the rules.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Because you're the best. I mean, it speaks...
Well, according,
doesn't say much for
you.
Well, I didn't say that you were the worst, did I? You know, I was going to say that, you know, it just puts it into perspective just how bad Jamie and I are. Anyway, enough of these arguments. We'll save this for after the show, where we shall enter the boxing ring that we have set out the back. So, time to beat 40 seconds. Adam's time.
It was a good time, but it was 59.45 with the 3 seconds off.
Okay. So, Adam, thank you so much for playing. Your best time yet, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, there you go. Next time, it could be yours, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
We'll sort you out with an Amazon voucher worth £10, courtesy of our friends at White Fibre. Pop up here and come and collect it at Isle of Wight Radio.
Perfect, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Okay, so tomorrow is the final.
Yes.
The final chance to win the cash. Who's holding on to it at the moment?
Okay, Carly Moore is at the moment.
Carly Moore has the cash. Will it be you taking it from Carly tomorrow? All you need to do is text the word radio to 66777 and this answer.
Should I give the clue first before I give the answer?
Well, don't give the answer. Yes.
Okay. You might make this sound with your throat. If you might have a sore throat and make this type of sound. Some people take medicine for it.
Right, okay. So that's the sound.
Yeah.
You just have to work out how to spell it.
Yes.
Start your text with the word radio to 66777. Include your name and the answer.
I couldn't work out how to describe that, actually. I sort of had a little bit of
Some people have a chesty one.
Yeah. Chesty, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Right, back tomorrow for the final time this month. Someone's got to win that £500. It could be you. It's 14 minutes past eight. It's Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
The woman who brought the world twerking. Miley Cyrus. Mark Ronson. Nothing breaks like a heart. 28 minutes past eight. News headlines on the way. I was looking at jobs for you, Hayley.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
am I going somewhere?
Well, you know.
Can't be many left, surely.
Well, I was thinking this is one that Hayley hasn't done. The Queen's advertising for a trainee butler.
Yes. I'd be good at that, to be fair. Yes, I would.
Yes, yeah. The salary starts at 20 grand, includes accommodation. And depending on how well you do, you can earn up to £100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder where the accommodation is.
In Buckingham Palace.
I would imagine so.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
what place?
You know,
Central London.
Central London.
That's a good salary then, really, considering.
Imagine that Friday night. Do you fancy coming back for a beer?
Yeah. Pie at mine.
Yeah.
We start off with pre-drinks at mine, and then we'll go up the Strand.
Is it safe to leave the car here? Yeah, very well guarded.
Yeah, you'll be fine. At least till the morning.
Yeah. Security is very, very good. Very good indeed. Yeah. Yeah. Takes a while for them to open those gates, though, to be honest.
Don't worry about the old lady down the road. She can't hear nothing.
Yeah, you can't
say that.
All right. Yeah,
you're not going
to
get the job now, are you? Wake up the
rise and shine. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Isle of Wight Radio.
And it was going so well. Top temperature today around about, 4 or 5 degrees. Lows of -4 tonight. It should be a pleasant day. Sunshine around.
Really Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Ed Sheeran Photograph, 25 minutes to 9. Time for us to play today's test of time. Hayley is asking, I am answering. Now, can we avoid a couple of things?
Yep.
Can we avoid saying, oh, you'll definitely get this one?
Okay.
I can't believe you don't know it.
Okay.
All right. Just those two things, because I feel it puts too much pressure on me.
Do they grate on you?
No, not great. It just makes me feel as if I should know it when maybe I won't.
Okay.
I'm not as intelligent as you think, you know.
Right, you definitely won't get this one. 1790. The first boat specialising in what was tested on the River Tyne?
Dredging.
No, I thought you'd get this because we've got them quite a lot. I thought you'd get this, sorry.
It's a good guess.
It is a good
guess. I mean, it could be anything, couldn't it?
Yeah, we have quite a lot of these stations around our coastline that help.
Lifeboats.
There we go.
No rush.
2006.
Yes.
A visitor went to a Cambridge museum and destroyed a set of priceless 300-year-old Chinese vases. How did they destroy them, though?
I think... Oh, I remember this. Did they trip up down the stairs? Yeah. Down some steps?
Lee's shoelace falling downstairs and crashing into them. You would be mortified, wouldn't you?
It's like, I've said it before, it's like when you take young children to a place that sells ceramics or glass.
You
like,
just don't.
Hands in your pockets. Hands in your pockets, walk straight, and hold my hand. How can I hold your hand? I've got my hands in my pockets. Don't be smart with me.
2008. Madonna was named the richest female musician according to what organisation? We mainly hear about this in the US, actually. So if you're on the front cover of...
Oh, it could be a couple. It could be Time. It could be Vogue. I'm going to go with Time magazine.
Oh, no. Neither of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. The...
Travie McCoy spoke about this in one of his songs.
What?
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Yeah. And excellent. The song Billionaire.
Brilliant.
Thought you might get that.
Yeah, that was great.
That's good. Good little song.
Yeah, I thought so. 2011, final one. A Dutch physiologist. Oh, God.
No, let's just hear that again. A Dutch what?
It's not even close.
Jamie, how do you say
No.
A Dutch.
You decided on this question.
Crikey. A Dutch physiologist. I'm just going with it.
Can I answer the question? Is it psychologist?
There we go.
Physiologist.
2011. A Dutch... What did you say it was?
You just give it a go.
Oh, I can't even remember, so we're going to go physiologist. Said... it takes how many seconds in a conversation to be considered as an awkward silence? I know what you're doing.
About that long?
How many seconds was that?
Four.
Bang on the mark.
Really?
Yes, it was. 4 seconds is considered as an awkward silence in any conversation.
Well, there we go. That is today's...
I don't know how many you got, but you did all right.
That is today's test of time. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Here comes.
Topping in the morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Here comes the sun. Here comes the legendary Isle of Wight Radio.